This is entrepreneur and author John McLaughlin thanking you for listening to another amazing episode of The Road to Rediscovery. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen as your host, Aubrey Johnson, safely navigates us through life's challenges and guides us on a rewarding path of self-discovery.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, help others who are struggling through dark times. Now, as you know, you can get this show anywhere you listen to your podcasts. We are worldwide, globally known. Platforms that I've never even heard of, you can find this show. These platforms may be here within the States, they may be overseas, somewhere abroad, but you can get this show anywhere you listen to podcasts. We would love to hear and get some feedback from you on how we're doing. Just shoot us an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. That's roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you happen to listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please feel free to leave us a rate and review. We are truly, truly grateful for your listenership. Okay, so let's say you wake up, brush your teeth, shower, put on your clothes, and then you have a look at your to-do list for the day. 11 tasks are written down. 8 of them you consider fun tasks, things you actually look forward to working on. The 3 remaining tasks are your less than desirable tasks. So which of these do you begin to work on? Which of these do you put off and do later? There's a good chance those 3 less than desirable tasks will be among the last tasks completed or not completed at all. So herein lies the all-too-relatable dilemma known to us all as, you guessed it, procrastinating. There is a Geodela.com study that found that 80 to 95% of adults admit to procrastinating occasionally, while 20.5% are identified as chronic procrastinators. Now, the reasons for this vary from ego-related to being overwhelmed and a lot more, but regardless of the reasons, the ramifications, as we all know, can be costly, including lowered productivity and academic performance, financial losses, and even mental health concerns. With these consequences, as a Tulane University article once stated, procrastination may not prevent success, but prevents us from reaching our full potential. Today, we're going to try to unpack those less than desired tasks that we tend to push off, why we push them off, what happens when we do, and most importantly, share some actionable strategies to help you push through and get those dreaded tasks done. So if you've ever started that to-do list with dread and guilt, this is the episode for you. Our less than desired tasks could be boring, overwhelming, or something more. But here's the truth. Avoiding these tasks doesn't make them go away. In fact, it often makes things worse. And no one in their right mind wants things to become worse. So again, we ask ourselves, why do we procrastinate? It's not because we're lazy or incapable. It's often much deeper than that. For many of us, we avoid tasks because they seem overwhelming. Maybe the task is too big and we don't know where to start. Maybe we're afraid we won't do it well enough. Or sometimes it's just not fun or interesting. I mean, who wants to sit down and do paperwork or clean out the garage when there's far more exciting things we could be doing, right? Another reason we procrastinate is because of something called instant gratification. Our brains are wired to seek out things that make us feel good now. That's why it's so much easier to scroll through social media or watch Netflix instead of tackling that work project or doing your taxes. But while those things bring temporary relief, they really don't help us in the long run. So what happens when we push off these tasks? Well, at first, it feels like a relief. We tell ourselves, I'll get to it later. But deep down, we know it's not going away, and that creates stress. Stress that hangs over your head, causing anxiety and guilt. You're not free to fully enjoy your time because in the back of your mind, you know there's something you should be doing. And that guilt, man, that can take a toll on your self-esteem. You start doubting your ability to get things done, and it becomes a cycle, a crazy cycle. The more you put it off, the harder it gets to start. And before you know it, a task that could have taken an hour feels like a mountain that's impossible to climb. As an added dynamic, depending on the task, some have been known to grow over time, meaning the longer you put it off, the larger it grows. Case in point, an unpaid credit card bill. The more you push off paying the bill, the more interest charges and late fees are added to your bill and overall balance. Talk about something that can actually grow to become overwhelming. That is definitely in that category. The irony behind all the pushing off is when we finally do sit down and complete the task, we're not only relieved that it's done and finally behind us, but we also wonder, why didn't we do it sooner? The huge weight is lifted. How does that feel? It feels good, right? And that's what we're aiming for today, breaking the cycle of procrastination and getting those tasks done. Getting things done, especially those tasks you don't want to do, isn't just about willpower, but it's about perspective. One way to reframe how we think about these tasks is to view them as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Every time you push through and complete something different, you're building resilience. You're strengthening your discipline. And that's something that carries over into other areas of your life. Completing undesired tasks is like a workout for your mind. It makes you stronger for the future. Another key is to focus on the long-term benefits. Sure, cleaning out your inbox or organizing your finances might not be fun, but how will you feel once it's done? Visualize that sense of relief, that lightness. When you keep the end result in mind, it makes the process easier to start. Let me repeat that for those in the cheap seats. When you keep the end result in mind, it makes the process easier to start. All right, now let's get to the good stuff. Some practical strategies to help you overcome procrastination and tackle those tasks head on. One is the idea of the 5-minute rule. If a task takes you less than 5 minutes, do it immediately. Whether it's replying to an email, filing a document, or putting away the dishes, just get it done. Put it to bed. That's what we want. We want to put these things to bed. As life goes on, more things will come. You have to have room for those things that will come. How do you have that room? You take your current pile and you put it to bed. You get it done. You work on them. Number two, break down the task. When a task feels too big, just break it into smaller steps. Let's say you need to clean your garage. Just start with one shelf. By focusing on small, manageable parts, the whole task becomes less intimidating. And always remember, even if the entire task isn't completed, getting some of it done is better than getting none of it done. Remove that absolutist mindset. Number three is time blocking. Set aside a specific time to work on that undesired task and use a timer. The Pomodoro technique is great for this. Work for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you give yourself dedicated, distraction-free time. Number four, reward yourself. Promise yourself a small reward once the task is done. On the weekends, for me, I spend between 4 and 6 hours doing yard work and helping my wife with her garden. My reward is taking a shower, putting on fresh, clean clothes, and enjoying a nice cigar while sitting on my back porch, admiring the work that I've done, watching the sunset. I absolutely love it. That's my reward. I call it it's hard to say, but I call it the weekend reward. And then number five, accountability. Share the goal with someone you trust and ask them to hold you accountable. Just knowing that someone else is expecting you to complete the task can motivate you to get it done. So a quick recap. Procrastination is something we all struggle with, but by shifting your mindset and using these strategies, you can build the habit of following through and take control of those undesired tasks. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. The more you practice tackling things head on, the easier it becomes. I invite you to think of one task you've been avoiding, just one, and commit to taking the first step today, whether it's spending 5 minutes on it, breaking it down, or just starting. I promise you'll feel so much better once it's done. Well, that's our time. Thank you for tuning in and listening. When dealing with life struggles and adversities, I want you to please know that you are never alone and there's always hope. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. When it all comes down to it, we're all just roadies on this journey of life, and it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Roads Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.